in these times, you gotta have a plan B. We've got one for you. It's a little unearthly. If Earth doesn't work out, in fact, there may be a few other options, according to the latest planetary science. Bail on Earth for other planets in the galaxy. Sure, you have to be picky about temperature, available water and oxygen, just enough gravity to hold an atmosphere, but not too much to crush you like a bug. But what are the possible destinations here? With us now on the line, Sarah Seeger, professor of planetary science and physics at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, John. Great to be here.
Well, based on the latest from the Kepler telescope that's looking for planet Bs out there, how many planet plan B options might there be in our own galaxy? A couple dozen?
Billions and billions. And, you know, John, we already suspected that our galaxy could have untold numbers of planets that could be habitable, but now we just actually have real numbers.
So billions and billions. I mean, Carl Sagan is, you know, dancing up there wherever he is in Alpha Centauri, I guess. Does that literally mean that the notions of life and the possibility of life are going to change if there are literally 40 billion life-supporting options just in our galaxy?
Well, John, you have just hit on the $10 billion question. Because it would cost $1 billion or $10 billion for us to answer, is life common in our galaxy? And we can't answer the question until we can launch the next generation of space telescopes to actually look at some of these planets for signs of life.
Isn't there a probability question in the sense of taking the conditions on Earth and, you know, extrapolating 40 billion basic Earth templates? And, I mean, you've got to figure there's going to be something in the fairly narrow range of Earth's conditions, even without launching a rocket.
Well, until we can understand the origin of life on our own Earth, we can't assign any probabilistic number. We can't really assign any probabilistic number to the existence of life on other planets. We can speculate, but no one really likes to speculate on national news.
Right, and that's a bad mathematician asking a question of a real scientist. So
Let me put it this way. Okay. We like to call this the real search for alien life. Because if you think about it this way, it's the first time in human history that we can account for how many planets might be habitable in our galaxy. And so that gives us the confidence we need to move on to the next step, to actually find out if any of them may have signs of life on them.
Is there a starting line in planetary development? And can we say that the 40 billion are basically all at the same starting line? Or do you see a lot of shift in some planets might be ahead of some others, older, younger? What's the mix here? Or can we even tell that?
Well, for these set of stars, no one has dated them. Nobody has put an age to each of these stars. But on the whole, they're probably between one and several billions of years old. So they're probably all over the place. But on the whole, mature, normal stars that are stable.
And how long did it take for life to develop on this planet? What, 2 billion years, something like that?
Actually, it took a lot less time. We think the first signs of life showed up about 3.5 billion years ago.
All right. So 3.5 billion. So if there are 40 billion planets and some segment of them are 3 to 4 billion years old, again, I don't want to be probabilistic here, but that's really positive looking news.
It is so positive. And I'm definitely happy to speculate, as long as you know it's a speculation. My personal opinion is that life is ubiquitous in our galaxy. Life just has to be so common because small planets in the habitable zone are literally everywhere. But let me add this one thing. When we do find time to find signs of life on other planets, we won't know for sure by astronomical techniques whether it's intelligent alien life or whether it's just some kind of bacterial life, some kind of simple single-celled bacteria like the first life on Earth billions of years ago.
And first means to do that, $10 billion is what the cost would be. When would we find out? In about a thousand years?
The thing is, we have two ways to do it. And our first way is with an MIT mission, space mission being built called TESS. TESS will go up and we'll find a pool of planets, big planets orbiting very small stars. And with those planets, they're not quite like Earth, kind of like an Earth cousin rather than an Earth twin. We will use the next generation Hubble Space Telescope. That one's called the James Webb Space Telescope. And the James Webb Telescope can study planet atmospheres for signs of life in them.
All right.
So I just want you to know that if life is extremely common and every planet that is habitable has life, we have a real shot of finding it in the next decade.
And Sarah will be right there, professor of planetary science and physics at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Thanks, Sarah.
Million, 400 billion suns. Billion, trillion, million, billion, trillions of orbiting snowballs. Billion, trillions, million.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.